And in church news this evening, the recently arrived new president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, Cardinal Peter Turkson, is working on ways of applying the most recent papal encyclical Caritas in Veritate to specific areas of justice and peace work at the local level. The former Archbishop of Cape Coast in Ghana says he will use his wide experience of justice and peace work in West Africa to help shape the agenda in his new job. He talked to Philippa Hitchin about the experience and the insights he brings with him from his home country.
We, the Bishops' Conference of Ghana, had a Justice and Peace Commission. And every diocese had that. We had a pretty vibrant Justice and Peace Commission in the Archdiocese of Cape Coast. Additionally, I was involved a little bit also with this on the level of West African Bishops' Conference. So there, too, we had very vibrant, not just and Peace Commission, getting into all kinds of issues. The last we were looking at seriously was also mining, issue of mining.
You'll be bringing a very African perspective to this work here, won't you, despite the fact that
yes.
You're dealing with justice and peace
mm-hmm.
for the universal church?
Definitely. And some of these issues are, you know, trans-African. Issue of mining is also lively in Brazil. It's also lively in several other places. The deforestation issue, which is related to surface mining, is true also in Brazil and several other, you know, tropical countries. So the big issues about the ultimate environmental degradation, which is now also probably a world issue on account of the global warming and you know, climate, you know, change issues. So
can we say this will be a priority perhaps at the council or not?
It's a burning issue now in the world. The last summit here in Copenhagen was about that. The Holy Father's, you know, New Year peace message was had to do with that. Even ever, you know, Caritas in Veritate also, you know, touched about. So it's just that thing of the, I suppose it's humanity recognizing that we can have our cake and eat it. We cannot do, you know, whatever we want to the environment and still expect it to protect us and safeguard our life and take care of our lives. So this has become the burning issue, but I still will hesitate to call it my priority because, as I said, I'd wish that the Pope set a tone rather than me setting it.